more. But now we're going to segue to a dear friend of ours that you heard for a lot of years right here on WGN Radio. He is a successful author.
Yep.
He has been a security consultant.
Police officer. And he's written some great crime books. We used to have him on the show talking about those. In fact, we used to have him on the show quite a bit as he was working the streets as a reporter for WGN. Mm-hmm. He is Doug Cummings, and he's also the author of Escaping the Ozone, Intuition, Situational Awareness, and Staying Safe. And we thought we'd spend a few minutes with Doug now that we're going out more and we say, okay, I feel comfortable going to that festival or that conference. And so we wanted to spend a few minutes and talk about what you need to do just to be on your toes, just to keep yourself safe.
Hey, Doug, how you doing, buddy?
Hey, guys, how are you?
Good.
Good, good. Now, I know we have a lot of stuff we want to cover, but just for a second, you were in Highland Park on July 4th, correct?
I was not at the shooting, but I was nearby, and I got there within about 10 minutes, yeah.
Mm-hmm. And I think that was one of the many reasons that Doug contacted us and said, you know, the reality of life in 2022 is that people really have to pay attention of their surroundings and don't be locked into your cell phone when you're walking down the street.
Doug, we just noticed this the other day coming into work here. We're walking into a very busy building, and the number of people that we walk by that their heads are absolutely bent and they're looking right in their phones.
Yeah.
They have no sense of what's going on around them, and so you kind of have to step around them as they proceed. And that's one of our... Go ahead.
Yeah, I've got a story in my book about a woman who's walking downtown in New York in Manhattan, and she got run over by a guy who just, she was watching her phone and watching her screen, listening to her phone, and he came up behind her, knocked her down, and said, "You're not moving fast enough for me."
Oh my gosh!
You know, it happens, and you could step off a curb. And that's it.
Yeah.
You know, focus lock is what we call it, and it can get you killed or very seriously injured.
So we're going to spend a few minutes and talk about focusing on your surroundings so that you can be as safe as possible when you're out. Is that correct?
Yes. And situational awareness, people are using the phrase a lot more nowadays, but it really is no more than keeping an eye on what's happening around you, as you guys were saying earlier. Most people do it unconsciously when they're driving, unless they're on their phone or, mm-hmm. you know, texting or doing something like that. But the key is to keep all of your senses available, and seeing and hearing are obviously two of the most important.
I'd never thought of that, but I think using driving, boy, is that a good example, because my dad told me something years ago that I use every single day when I'm driving. Try to, A, pay attention to what's going on around you and anticipate what the drivers in front of you and behind you are going to do. So you're kind of saying apply that to situational awareness. Be aware of what's going on and anticipate what somebody could do.
When you're walking, particularly in a neighborhood you don't know real well, just keep your head up always when you're out and about. Keep your head on a swivel, like we say, you know, one of the things that I offer people as advice is that if you want to look like you belong somewhere, keep your head up, watch other people, and act as though you're going to meet a friend and you're looking for a friend in a crowd.
Hmm.
That will keep you focused on what's going on around you rather than being tempted to look at your phone.
What if you go to a gathering? Like last weekend we had... C2E2 here in town, and people came from all around the country. And
this week we have Fester Beatles fans.
Yes, and you walk in the doors of these facilities with thousands of people gathered, and you feel like you're amongst friends. So you totally relax, and you just get, you know, gosh, they're here because they love Spider-Man like last weekend, or they love whatever the movie is, and this weekend it'll be the Beatles. What do you do to stay on guard and still be able to have a good time? You know what I'm saying? So that you don't walk in and you're like tense because now finally you get to go out and you get to go to the Fest for Beatles and they haven't had it for 2 years and you want to be careful.
Well, just some simple things. The best thing that I can say is to keep an eye on the exits. Always know wherever you are in a building, whether it's at a concert or a festival or anything like that, you want to know how to get out in a hurry. And a lot of people get caught up in conversations in these conferences. I certainly have. And that's the point of it, really. But what you don't want to do is lose track of where you are in space. Yes, you're in the building, but where are you in the building? Are you near a kitchen door? Are you near an exit door? Are you near the door that you came in? I mean, that's a very simple thing to keep in mind, because if something happens, you're going to already be oriented and be a step ahead of anybody mm-hmm. else, especially if there's a crowd forming to get out suddenly in a rush. You're going to be one step ahead if you know where the exits are.
I heard you say prior to Lollapalooza, you were sharing your information, and you said, don't wear flip-flops. And I thought, whoa,
yeah,
that's an interesting thought, because you need to be able to move.
Yes, and I've walked out of very comfortable shoes very easily just because I've tripped or something. And consider if you're in a large crowd that's running, you don't want to lose your shoes, and particularly you don't want to trip and fall. So, be aware of not only where you're going, where the exits are, but what your footwear is.
Absolutely. Doug, again, we've just scratched the surface. Folks can get their hands on your book, Escaping the Ozone, Intuition, Situational Awareness, and Staying Safe. Thank you for doing that, and thank you for making yourself available to people just to remind us of these things, Doug.
And an upgrade of that book will be out probably late fall. Some new stuff about being in crowds and that kind of thing.
Thank you, Doug.
Let's talk when it comes out. Thanks a lot, Doug.
Appreciate it.
More coming up. Stay with us at WGN. WGN.